welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 258. How is everybody? Oh, it's playing games with my mind and the chat. There we go. Got the chat. Excellent. Jonathan, first in.
Yes, what but can I now say? Now he's gone to put his tea on.
Oh, Jonathan. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Kim. How are you all doing? Hello, Paul. What's going on where you are? Everybody's arguing here over what tier they're going to be in on Wednesday. Like it makes a difference. Do you know, I actually feel really laid back and calm about this because I really don't care.
No.
No, they're not happy because they can't go out and have tea with their friends, according to Mike, like some two-year-olds. But there you go. Right, so what on earth is going on in here? Ooh, Jonathan's having steak. Excellent.
I had fish fingers.
Oh, Kim, it's the fridge's fault. If the fridge hadn't have started acting up, you'd be okay. Or at least you'd be on the road to being okay. Not on
at all.
Good
job I checked that, wasn't it?
What? Checked what?
I was just about to tell the MacBiters.
A pack of lies, probably.
Yeah. That I had sorted out the fallback playlist thingy on Brooklands.
Yeah.
So if we had a snafu again, then it wouldn't be playing Marooned.
And?
And when I went to have a look, all those episodes of Marooned were still there.
Yeah, but they don't have to be in the default fallback, do they?
No.
No, but they don't need to be there.
No.
Unless we have a major snafu, but we shouldn't now, so get rid of them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them and play your ident over and over.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Excellent. Yes, blame it on the fridge. I would. Because it's not just the physicality of it, Kim, it's the stress of it. You've got to think about it. And you have to have people in the house. So it's not surprising that you're falling apart. I would be falling apart at the thought of people coming in the house. The last person that ventured in here was the Virgin Man, wasn't he? The Virgin Man, not the man Virgin. Don't mix the two up.
Not the Virgin.
No. Not like the angel on the Christmas tree. No, he was the Virgin Engineer who appeared in March. It was the week before lockdown. I think it was actually the second day we were doing Marooned. That's how long ago it was. And I had a mask on and I stood about 5 metres away and watched him like a hawk and then got Mike to clean up after he'd gone. Anyway, that's that long ago. I don't think I caught anything from him, including stupidity, which I do worry about with engineers.
Is my ding-a-ling a game?
There's no answer to that, really. It's not often I'm speechless, but there you go.
Could be a plaything.
Are you not thinking of what of that game, ping pong? Only Boris used a very unfortunate term for it. Was it waffa waffa?
I don't know.
Look it up. Boris Johnson, table tennis. Trust me, hours of endless fun. Paul's got nice weather. We haven't. No, it's cold.
Whiff-waff.
Whiff-waff, that's the one.
Whiff-waff.
But apparently that's colonial and most inappropriate. I didn't know. Shame it's whiff-waff. It'd have been wigwam. You could have used wigwam-bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work. But if you can find something, tables, something with tables for table tennis, that'd work. Right, so...
It could be lots of other things, says Kim. Or should I say Kimmy?
Kimmy, that's so sweet.
Kimmy, Debbie, Mikey.
Yeah, you do get called Mikey, don't you?
I do get called Mikey. Yeah. Johnny.
Yeah, Lainey doesn't work that well.
No.
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 My mother knew that.
I used to call you Lainey.
Yeah, it used to drive Mum mad.
Yeah.
She picked my name so it couldn't be shortened. Hence, Elaine Karen and not Karen Elaine, which, given Facebook, apparently is a really good thing.
Lowly.
No, she's the Lolster.
She's the princess.
The princess or the bear, Lola the bear. She's got lots and lots of names, adorable girl. Adorable girl. She wanted treats and then she went out and now she's come back and she's forgotten that she hasn't had her treats.
She'll be up. That's what I'm looking at, Paul.
It's oh, my ding-a-ling.
It's a list of songs that somebody's submitted for tonight. And I'm trying to work out where my ding-a-ling fits in with... unless it's because it's Chuck Berry. Is Chuck a game?
Yes, you can... Isn't there a chucking in...
Ice hockey? No, it's puck, isn't it?
That's a puck. Or is it a chucker? Isn't it part of a polo match?
I don't know.
Oh, polo. Is there anything on polo? I think it's chucker with a K.
Chucker Khan.
Oh, yes, you could have that one, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's brought back an MP.
My ding-a-ling.
You clearly
my
don't
ding-a-ling.
Spell it like that. Hang on. What's part of a polo match called? Polo match sections.
My ding-a-ling.
Yeah,
my
chuckers.
Ding-a-ling.
There you go. It's just got you, two Ks.
I want you to play with my ding-a-ling.
I'll bloody wrap my ding-a-ling round your neck in a minute. Periods of a polo match. How did I know that?
Oh, okay.
So chuck. Only it's chuckers. But that's plural, I guess. So one break in a polo match is called a chucker. Chuck. Yeah, that'll work.
Tracy's dog has lots of names, not necessarily all positive.
She'd been up to mischief. Lola's got hundreds of names, honestly. If you put all the surnames together, there'd be about 20 of them. Because we've got two, they've got three, or is it four? Yeah, there's a lot. So she goes by Lola the Bear. Short form. Like Mayor. Mayor was Mayor Eric. Mayor Eric. Trelesca Cool Carrera Giles Thomas. There's a mouthful, isn't it? That was his kennel name. On his paperwork, he had a kennel name. And he could have been, we had the choice of two, Trelesca Cool Carrera or Trelesca Cool Corniche.
Corniche.
And I said, that sounds like a Cornish pasty. We'll go go with the other one. So he was a Carrera. And they were all named after cars, weren't they?
Yeah.
Porsches, I think. Porsche Corniche.
Yeah.
And it was with a K. Cool was with a K and Carrera was with a K. Do you remember when we had that thing at the church? You used to do a race night at the church and you could put money on the horses or you could sponsor a horse. And if you sponsored a horse, you got to name the horse. So we got a horse and we said, well, you know, we're going to call it. And I said, Trelesca Cool Carrera. And the guy in charge shoved a piece of paper in my hand and the pen and said, you'll have to write that. I can't spell it. So all night, Trelesca Cool Carrera was running in the races. Oh, it was a good night, that, wasn't it? So it is a polo term. I have no idea how I know that. I really do not know how I know that. But it's to do with games. Games has turned into very much sport, hasn't it?
Seems to have done.
But people being very inventive.
I'm trying to get it away from sport to other things.
Well, there's Countdown and there's Runaround. That game shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And is there a song, anything about Sail of the Century?
I don't know.
Because there was that as well. Oh, and Kim, we've got to keep it very quiet from Kath. How I may or may not be getting Andante in tonight. It's a classic. Oh, got to be done. But we're going to keep it very quiet because hopefully Kath will forget until the death. And then, and then she'll be amazed. Right. Could you possibly have something to do with Norwich? The quiz of the week from Norwich. No, that's a quiz, isn't it?
Or the generation game.
There you go.
My generation.
My generation. You're going to love this one, Mike. There is a Norwich football chants and football songs album.
Yeah.
That's a bad one. No, we've got to keep it upbeat. There you go, the Holly and the Ivy. Norwich Cathedral Choir. Oh, no. No, I've got some really good ones. I've got some really good ones for fun and games. You're always amazed by my Andante find. It's become a tradition, that, hasn't it? So Mike said, when he picks the theme, he doesn't think of that. And then he says, are you all right for Andante? I'm like, oh, yeah, not a problem, Mike. The things that I come up with. Last week, I had to explain it to David. He didn't quite get it. But he did in the end. So once he got it in the end, that was excellent. So what fun and games have we had today? Notion's playing with my mind. When isn't Notion playing with my mind? What was it doing this time? Oh, I put the EPUB thing in it three times and three times it deleted it. So I thought, it's late. You know, it was like 3:45 in the morning and I thought, it's late. It'll probably work okay tomorrow. So I left it. Came in today, put it in once, it's fine. At which point, you know, I've had on those slides at the end last night, what was coming up in the next 4 weeks. One of them was a slide manager. Now, we've never had this before in Notion. I wouldn't say we've never needed it before. We just haven't had it before. And then I thought this would be a jolly good idea. So I created it and I'm fiddling around making views and stuff. And I think, yeah, that'll work. It'll work. So I've been backfilling to make that make sense in the demo. It was fine. I saw it. It was fine. And obviously I'm using a gallery view. I came in and 10 of them are missing. But they were there yesterday. So I think Notion might have been playing around. Then if not generally playing around, just playing with my mind. Because they can. But anyway, it's fixed now. So that's fixed. What else did we do, Mike? Oh, we had to do some calendar shuffling, didn't we? And that got very confusing. We've got 2 months of calendar stuff to do. And we've had to change the actual calendars that they're on. And you have to, well, I have to use an app I don't use, because the app I do use doesn't let you duplicate. So soon, Jonathan, next week's Maroons will be there when Mike's finished fiddling.
That looks delish, Johnny.
Oh, let me have a look. Ooh, I'm going to want to pop round. Oh, that does look gorgeous. Oh, even the carrots look nice. I don't have
are
chips.
They carrots
myself.
Or are they?
They're carrots.
Parsnips. No, the parsnips.
No, the parsnips on the far side. I think that's a carrot. It could be an odd shaped parsnip, but either way, that looks
cucumbers.
Nice.
Pickled cucumbers.
No, there are gherkins on them.
Gherkins. They look like pickled cucumbers to me.
Whatever they are, the whole thing looks gorgeous.
I had fish fingers and chips.
Because he could.
Because I could. And I had grilled leek. Because we didn't have enough pans. Well, we had enough pans, didn't have enough stove thingies for the rings for me to stir fry. So I just stuck the leeks under the grill. Very nice they were.
Well, there you go. Excellent. That's because we were having different. I was having gluten-free pasta. That is a really good idea, Kim. What's happening with the widget? Is this on a phone? Naughty, naughty. It'd be good if it could plot that
carrots,
on a graph,
parsnips,
wouldn't it?
Carrots, parsnips, sweet potato.
Yeah, Mike's most taken with that. We'll have to have a cook in when all of this mess is over.
Yeah.
Put it in your diary, Jonathan, your 5-year diary. Well, that'll be 2025, won't it?
Yeah, you can come and cook for us, Johnny.
Do you think we'll be out of this mess by then? We might be. We might be. You never know, do you? So what else did we do? So the slide library's dealt with. It'll need more work before you guys see it, but it's working in a very rustic, rudimentary way. I keep checking it, make sure it's not eating the slides. But it seems all right so far. What else did I find? Oh, I was looking at Mighty Deals. That was interesting because they've got a 25% sale on. So we need to sort that out, don't we, Mike?
Yeah,
we do. So I'm looking at it. And there were some slides, you know, one of these bundles where you get a load of presentations. So I'm looking at them. They were very good. They were very nice looking slides. And then I thought, I wonder if these are on Envato Elements. And they were. And I've noticed that before. So many years ago, you know, before Envato Elements, you'd go to Mighty Deals and you might get like, say they're like £30, something like that. I think these were 19. And obviously you're getting 25% off at the moment. Within it, there was something like 40 presentations. But every one of them was on Envato Elements. So when you guys say like you pay for that monthly, I do. But I can download the whole of that, which is $19, is costing more than 1 month's subscription. But you don't only have access to that group, you have access to all of them. And everything that you download while you are subscribed, you get to keep when you're not. It's not one of these, you know, and then you can't use it. You actually can. So you just need to make sure you've got your licenses, etc. But you could take a payment holiday while you weren't using it. Like if we were doing that and not actually working in your holiday, we could take a month's payment holiday from everything, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Of course, it doesn't work like that. When Mike's off work, we just have more time to geek out.
We just geek.
Yep, so we actually need it more. Ooh, what's happening with Tracy? I don't think that's our end.
No, I've just checked.
No, it's not. Sacrifice a chicken.
My dingling, my dingling. Right.
What, you changed? Tracy's dingling's broken. Tracy's internet connection's acting up. Widget on the phone, but you're just using the Notion app on the phone. That's very well. Yeah. Didn't Deb have problems with the widget? Mine's okay at the minute. But I did say I was capturing stuff to a holding area in Notion. And that included, like, articles that had photos in it. Then when I discovered it wasn't actually downloading a copy of the image and putting it in there, I went back to just capturing in Evernote. But that's mainly articles. I still capture stuff in Notion if it makes sense to capture it in Notion. But I actually, most of the time, I want a capture that's an available offline. If it disappears, I've still got a copy of it capture.
That's a typo if ever I've seen one.
What?
Charlie Brake. Should be Charlie Drake.
That's autocorrect.
Yeah.
Hello, probably. Alex. Took a soft reboot to fix it. Do you know, Kit, the conversation we were having about Kit and how fabulous it was in the old days. You know, the old days weren't that long ago. Jonathan was still a tax-paying member of the public at that point. So Jonathan, we usually say Jonathan was three or Jonathan was at school. No. Jonathan had finished education and things were still great. And now they're shocking. The quality control is absolutely shocking. I wonder how Neil's going on. Because even if that perks back up, you're always going to be thinking, is it going to go tomorrow? But he said he'd done all the reboots and that hadn't fixed it. So he's still got a green line. That does sound like a cable. Do you know, might not know this, you guys might. You know when they announced the last laptops, not the M1s, the one before that. So I think the one Jonathan got. They started banging on about all that it had. And obviously, you want it to sell the sizzle. You know, sell the sizzle. In the small print, it said they'd added a feature. Now, it was a little piece of hardware that they'd added. No wonder they weren't telling us about this. Talk about gone crazy. You know Apple like everything as thin as possible, as light as possible. They're taking things out, like ports. You know, useful things, like ports. You do not expect to hear that they're putting in things that are of little or no use to you directly. What did they add, you're wondering? They added a little monitor. So you can think, well, yeah, temperature monitors, that makes sense. Yes, temperature monitors do make sense because it's going to interpret that information and based on that, turn the fans on or not. But this monitor monitored, wait for it, how many times you opened the lid on a laptop and what angle you had it set to when you did. And I'm thinking, why would that matter? You know, why is that in there? And where is the information? Is it hardwired onto that chip where they only access it when you go into the store? Or is it something that can be accessible via a remote support call? And your guess is as good as mine. It's a question for question time with Timmy, isn't it, Mike? But the reason that it's there, according to them, is for maintenance purposes. And I thought, yeah, so what you're going to say is, when you get a problem like Neil's, well, you've opened the lid too often. I mean, it's a laptop. I can't use it with the lid closed. I mean, you can, as long as you've logged in. But at some point, let's face facts, it's a laptop. You're probably going to want to open the lid. They actually added a monitor for that. Yeah, exactly, Paul. Who doesn't need a monitor to monitor the angle that the screen is at? Me. I don't care. I seriously don't care. But Apple care greatly. Because, I mean, you could say you're being a guinea pig for them. Because they must test these things. You know when you go in IKEA and they've got like glass cabinets and in them there'll be like a chest of drawers and there'll be a kind of animatronic robot thing pulling the drawer in and out. And there'll be a digital counter of how many times the drawer has gone in and out, and the drawer is still working. It's a bit like that. They can do that at Cupertino, but wouldn't it be a lot better to have data from millions and millions and millions of users in the real world? Well, they added that. There you go. Really, really fabulous, that. I was so impressed. Can you tell the sarcasm? Do you know what my 17-inch laptop had that was actually useful? It had, when you close the lid, there was like a catch, and it actually clicked in and stayed there. None of this, you close it over and then it's opening up again, malarkey. Yeah, but they took that away, because obviously that weighed 0.00001 of a gram. But the monitor they've added, oh yeah, that's critically important. They've taken away the escape key, which has broken so many apps. I know they've added it back since, but when they took away the escape key, yeah, they added the monitor instead. I really need you guys to write to Timmy and tell him he needs to come on the show. We'd never get him on the show, would we? Ever. Too much of a coward. Just come on and answer the questions. That's all we want. Oh, here's Jonathan. So the problem with an app like that is you'd be spending all day making sure the angle is either an even number or multiples of five. Jonathan, has it got worse in lockdown? Tell us this. Like Kim says, we need to work on your OCD. Would now be a good time to say, I'm pretty similar, Jonathan. You know when I'm setting transparency on something? Yeah, I like it to be like, you know, 75%, 70%. If it's got to be somewhere between them, then a 2 or a 4 would be best. Now Kim's going to lock me up as well. It's been a long time since I've been out, so, you know, if tossing me transparency into even numbers makes me happy. Must have been separated at birth with Jonathan. I don't like the kit playing with my mind. And let's be honest, the kit really, really enjoys playing with my mind. Like the slides are there 1 minute and then they're not. Then this slide gate. That was one of the gates of the year, that. Missing slides, yeah. But this time they disappeared from Notion, not Keynote. Anyway, that was one problem that was solved. Has anybody bought anything else nice on Black Friday? I've yet to indulge myself. Oh, no, I'm lying. I bought some books. I bought some audio books. Audible in the UK have got a sale on. They had the Black Friday sale, which was on for a week. And what they did with that was, it was 500 books for £3 each. So I spent quite a fortune on that. Then when that stopped last night. So when that one finished, goes in today to find they've got a Cyber Monday sale on, which is 100 books for £3 each, but they change each day. So it's going to be 300 books over 3 days. So I've already bought what was on there today. I was rather pleased, actually. As I said to Mike, I'd been waiting for Martin Chuzzlewit. They did their own cast version of Martin Chuzzlewit and I wanted it. Now, obviously, I could use a credit for it, but I tend not to use a credit unless I'm using it on one of the deals. And that way I can get way, way, way more books. So I'd left this Martin Chuzzlewit alone until it came on offer, and it never came on offer. So good night, Paul. So there've been quite a few sales on, and a couple of Charles Dickens, but not this particular version of Martin Chuzzlewit. So today I looked at the 100 books, and I think they're probably going to be exactly the same books that have been there before. So started looking through them, got to page 3, there was Martin Chuzzlewit. Oh, happy girl, happy girl. Now I have Martin Chuzzlewit to play with. But I'm reading something Anthony would approve what I'm reading of at the moment. It's not the best book I've ever listened to, but it's not bad, I guess. Let's find out the name of it, because it's based in Bradford. And it's all around Ede and all of that. It's called, where are we? Streets of Darkness. It's like your standard police procedural. And it's the first one of a series, I think, by a guy called A.A. Dahl. But the audiobook, the guy's got a great accent for it. Although one of the reviews gave it one star and said the accent was appalling. And I thought, it sounds like Bradford to me. But a kind of Asian Bradford. I thought it was perfect. But somebody didn't like it. But no, it's good. It's not bad, that one. But I then have Martin Chuzzlewit lined up. So I was happy to get that one. You got a football one, didn't you?
I did.
Something about management of football, though.
Ownership of football clubs, I think it was.
Oh, Jonathan's doing well. Some fizzy pineapple gummy sweets. Were they lost, Jonathan?
Or maybe you found them on a Black Friday deal.
Maybe you did. Oh, we've got an order coming tonight, haven't we? Is there anything sexy in it?
No.
Oh.
Hang on, yes.
Is it just lettuce?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well, never mind. Oh, and there's another song to add to that list. Bananarama. Ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. There's reference to chess in it.
Oh, okay.
So we want some songs that we actually know and are fun songs. So chess is a game, that'll do nicely.
Yeah, because I've got some chess ones.
Oh, obsessed with the golden ratio. Oh, nice.
Yeah, see if Wendy comes. I don't know.
Well, Lola's here waiting for her. As long as she's bringing dog treats.
Right, what have we got?
It'll be fennel. We've got fennel.
No, they don't do fennel anymore.
Oh, they have actually stopped selling fennel.
We've got special secret ingredients for something that we can't say.
Oh, we do. That's right. We've got sexy toys coming there. That's sexy toys right there, Mike. So go on.
We've got Galaxy.
Oh, cool.
Natural yogurt.
Hmm.
Pineapple chunks.
Oh, pineapple chunks.
Oat cakes. Vimto.
This is not sexy.
Tissues.
It's getting worse.
Water. Painkillers. Cheese. Sliced meat. Salad.
See, I live on salad, don't I? That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I had to take my sexy stuff out.
Because there's a 95 item limit. I cannot understand that. At the very beginning of lockdown, I could understand it. But if they can't get their supply chain sorted out, they're as bad as Apple.
I was just going to say, Apple can't get their supply chain sorted out.
No, I mean, there's nothing they had on the site that wouldn't make you make it till January. Hence, Sarah saying that she had an option of two machines, but if she went for the second one, then she wouldn't be able to get it till January, and she wanted it for Christmas. It's November, Apple. There shouldn't be anything that you haven't got in stock. Do you know what it reminds me of? In the UK, we have a company. Was it DFS? I think it's DFS, which is the furniture supply company. And I swear to you, every year, I mean, apart from this year, but every year around August bank holiday time, which is near Labour Day, they've got an advert on the TV. Order now for Christmas delivery. It's 4 months away. Do you mean you can't get a chair to me in less than 4 months? And Apple remind me of that. They're actually advertising it as, you know, buy now for Christmas. Do they mean 2021? Because nothing is in stock. No iPads. I think they've got phones, but no iPads. No iMacs. Everything is saying 4th of January. Really? That's appalling in November.
You know the second song that I picked?
No, can't remember.
Well, John and Patrine have got it in their trio, so I'm going to have to pick something else.
Oh, get on with it. Jonathan had totally forgotten he'd got something edible.
Yeah,
an edible toy in the house. Age is a terrible thing, Jonathan. Can you imagine our surprise on a daily basis as we brought round and discovered things we'd forgotten we'd got? It'll come to you. Oh, Kiva's very cuddly. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely Kiva. She's looking after you. She's looking after you. Lola was like that last night, wasn't she, when she got back from a trot?
Toblerone chocolate cake. I have to order some of that.
Where's it from?
Sainsbury's. It's gluten-free.
Oh! Gluten-free chocolate cake? Oh, my. That's my sorted.
Toblerone chocolate cake.
Pineapple chunks in carrot cake. Now, I do like carrot cake. There is a carrot cake at Tesco's, isn't there, that's gluten-free, and it's gorgeous. It is really nice. Never thought of putting it with pineapple chunks. I clearly have never lived. Jonathan's not happy with Sainsbury's. Saying, you might like this, and then it's sold out. They clearly have the same marketing company as Apple, Jonathan. So is this the cake that we're after, this chocolate cake? I'm really not big on chocolate cakes or a hot chocolate or anything like that. I used to adore chocolate, but not like that. A Toblerone chocolate cake. Well, surely somebody else has got that, or is it a Sainsbury's
probably,
only?
No,
it says gluten-free, so who make it?
I'll see if Asda's got it.
Oh, it looks like it's from the same people with the Dime Bar cake, Mike, and they've got that. Over on the right-hand side.
Mm.
Unless that's a standard gluten-free logo. That looks like one of the gluten-free companies is making it. Almondy Toblerone chocolate cake. Do you reckon it's bigger than the Angel Delight?
Oh, yes.
From Weight Watchers.
The Angel Delight.
God, that was like one spoon and it was gone. Not even joking. That was criminal. And do you remember you could only buy three? And I swear a normal person would probably have had 10 of those. Right, let's have a look. Well, that's interesting. That is very interesting. I've taken what Jonathan has sent, this almondy Toblerone chocolate cake. I've copied the text and I have gone to Asda and I've got a result and it's the dime cake.
Oh.
So why did it not come up with the other one? It is something they sell and it's the same price. However, Mike has an order coming tomorrow from them. And look what I found, Mike. Toblerone cheesecake. Now, is it kosher? Oh, it's got wheat flour in, so that's bad news on that front. Lifestyle halal and suitable for vegetarians.
I've had one of those.
Oh, how is it?
Very nice.
It doesn't say it's kosher, though, for Jonathan.
What's the difference? Although I think I should have let it defrost first. I was that desperate.
Mike. That's shameful.
Then I wondered why I didn't feel so good.
I was desperate. There are no words, are there? There are no words. This is actually really,
anyway,
really,
once Wendy's been...
Then we'll know what
and,
we
and
need.
She's brought some galaxies, then be able to attack the ones that are already in the fridge.
Oh, Jonathan's got the right one here, two. I think. Do you know, I put in exactly the right text, Jonathan, and it showed me the other one, the dime cake. Now, I mean, Mike loves dime bars, so that there's no hardship there. There you go, Mike. Item unavailable. Jonathan, just underneath the price. This is just teasing you, isn't it? That's two supermarkets. Yeah. That's not on.
That's as bad as Timmy.
Yeah, buy an iMac before Christmas. Oh, did I mention 2021?
He said he didn't see that. Tempting me, Jonathan.
Never mind, Jonathan. We'll put it on a watch list and we'll keep an eye on it. What we need to do, because it does say frozen at the top, is make sure that somebody else takes it out of the freezer and puts it in a lockbox until it's defrosted and then lets Mike eat it. Because clearly he can't control himself. Oh, you'll eat both the pie and the cake. Excellent. Kim's a pie person, don't eat cake. Do you know, I never ate cake as a child. The only cake I ever ate, my mum loved cakes. She loved cream cakes. Things like, we call them here elephant's feet or a shoe bun. I have no idea what they would be called in the States. She adored those. And she was like, I don't like going in and asking for three because they look at you like you're a pig. And I said, stand aside. I went in and I asked for however many she wanted. And they look at you and I said, I don't eat cake. And it's funny, isn't it? I mean, she could have said that, but the fact was she did. I could say it honestly because I don't eat cake. But they're looking at you, judging you. And you wonder why I'm not keen on people on a general basis, Mike. I don't like judgmental people. And they did. They used to judge you. So she loved those, but I couldn't eat that. It didn't even look appealing to me. I liked for dessert things like ice cream. and stuff like that. Really did like that. And I don't know, again, if you've got some in the States. What was it called? It was like liquid chocolate. And it was liquid until you poured it on ice cream. And then it set like cement. And it used to come in a bottle that looked like a mountain top.
Chocolate magic or something. That's something it. Magic.
Something magic.
Something magic.
And they used to do it in like flavours as well. Well, that was gorgeous. Oh, yes, I used to eat that. Wasn't a big thing for apple pie or anything like that.
Ice magic.
Ice magic.
There you go. Ice magic. Now I want some.
Do you know, it's a really bad idea for Mike to be sorting out the Asda shop for tomorrow during the show. Because he just ends up putting all sorts in the basket.
Yeah.
Would that they were available.
Yeah.
Having
drunk half a bottle of wine as well.
Yes, that's not helping, is
anything
it?
Anything could go in there.
Kim would eat it frozen. There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, I've opened the floodgates for tonight.
Have you?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, it all started with the fact I picked a song for number two, and it turned out John and Petrina had that in their trio.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'd better not claim it, because they're our guests.
Exactly. Looks rude.
Yeah. So I've given it to them, and then I've looked at the other things in their trio, and one of them is a song called Shape of My Heart by Sting.
Mm.
Hearts as in card games.
Yeah.
So then I've thought about the other suits in card games. So for number two, to replace the one they stole, I've put Diamonds Are Forever, Shirley Bassey. That then set me thinking about diamonds. Well, that is going to open the floodgates tonight.
Is it?
Diamond. Neil Diamond.
Oh, good grief. Well, let's see if she cottons on. Let's see if Kath cottons on early doors. I bet she's missed that, you know.
She has, because she said Sweet Caroline because it's played in the fourth innings of some game.
Yes, it is, I believe.
Where is it? New York Mets home games, eighth innings, Sweet Caroline. But yeah, she hasn't clocked diamond card.
No,
games,
but she will do. That'll keep her mind off Mandanta, which is good. I've never heard of Rumbaba.
I have. I've had Rumbaba.
No, I haven't. Let me
Who's
have a look.
Mentioned Rumbaba?
Alex. Oh, these all look really different. One's got raspberries on the top and one's got cream on it. No, I have never seen that. Do you know the worst dessert?
Isn't it a sponge soaked in rum or something?
It looks like a sponge. Yeah, that's at the bottom. And it says, there's another one that says classic French Rumbaba.
Yeah, there it is.
Do you know the worst dessert I ever had? And it promised to be so nice. It was whipped cream and strawberries with Cointreau. Now, I don't drink. This must be understood. And this particular night, I was driving. So, Mum said, that she loves Cointreau. So, with this thing, she said, there'll hardly be any in it. You'll hardly taste it. So, you know, try the strawberries. So, the dessert came round. And there's these strawberries, and I do love strawberries. Absolutely, I do. So I put the spoon in, took a mouthful, nearly blew my head off. You know, my eyes are watering, and I'm saying to her, never mind, you know, there won't be much Cointreau in it. So she's eating hers, and she said, doesn't taste of anything. What do you mean? You must be too oversensitive. I said, try that. So, and luckily, these dessert spoons were like the size of a thumbnail. So I gave her mine. I said, I can't eat that. She takes a mouthful, nearly blows her head off. Turned out what had happened was they'd been stored at an angle and all the Cointreau had run down to the bottom and it was all in mine. But as I say, I was driving. By this stage, if I'd have been a smoker and I'd have lit up, I'd have gone up like like a firework. So there I am trying to drink water. Because I had to drive through London, if you remember. We would not let Dad drive through London. Did that once, didn't end well. High as a kite I was on this stuff. Mum really loved it. I said, mix it with yours that hasn't got much in it, and then it'll be just about right. So like the bears and the porridge, she ended up with it just right. So she enjoyed it, but it was far too much for me. I would just rather have had some plain ice cream. Ooh, a local French pastry shop. They have almond croissants. You get it for every special occasion. You know, when you were talking about you'd eat it frozen, that reminded me of my study partner at university. I would stay with her. She had the bottom floor masonette of a two-story house, and her mum had the upstairs. Long story short, she invited me to stay with her mum because I used to drive to uni and back the same day from Manchester, which is like a 500-mile round trip. She said, oh, don't do that. Stay over. My mum's got a spare room. Stay with her. Thought you've not asked the poor woman. But they were fabulous. They were amazing. And she had, I think that was probably, you know, the first time I'd seen things like bagels properly. You know, to know they were a bagel. So she'd have them in the freezer. She'd have bagels in the freezer and some other things that had like black seeds on them. I don't know what on earth they were. But the family were Jewish and they came from a Jewish delicatessen. So whatever they are, Jonathan, those. And she'd freeze them. And then when we were studying on a Friday night, she'd get one out of the freezer and she'd sit there and she'd just nibble it from frozen. And all she would do is nibble the outside. And the rest of it she'd just throw away. Once it got warm, she'd throw it away. But she just loved nibbling the outside off them, whatever they were called. They were croissants or bagels of some description. But I think the bagel-like thing was sweet. So I've no idea what it was called. But she would specifically eat them from frozen, which to me was bizarre. I'd just sit and watch, like, no, not for me. Kath will catch on very quickly. Oh, once she twigs, she will, and it'll be like the Neil Diamond back catalogue. Whipped cream and strawberries is good on its own. It would have been far better on its own, Kim, trust me. Whatever this thing was. Well, I'm assured it was Cointreau. Yeah, never again. Never again. I have had bagels many years ago.
You can get gluten-free bagels from Tesco.
You can. They're a little bit heavy, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're a tiny bit heavy, as far as I'm concerned. You prefer them baked rather than boiled? I think the first time I had a croissant was in London. It's one of these continental breakfast things. You know, one of those you can eat whatever you like.
Mm.
So I thought, well, you know, if I'm not overly fond of it, then I can have something else. So I tried it and obviously loved it. So yes, I do like those. We do have them on occasion because you can get gluten-free. They're not quite the same, though. Not quite the same. But we don't do bad, do we, Mike?
No.
And something like the rum, I wouldn't have it with alcohol in it. I just don't like it. I just don't like alcohol. It's not a case of, you know, being puritanical about it. I just don't like it. And I remember that night on the way back from this event, which was bang in the centre of London, wasn't it? Was that the one? It was Convocation. It wasn't the one at the Porter Tun Room, was it?
Can't remember.
And it wasn't the one at the Café Royal. It was wherever the other one was. And we were driving. Well, I was driving. And I remember driving back thinking, I dare run a red light. Really, I had to concentrate. I do not want pulling up. If they put that intoximeter anywhere near me, I'm gone. Not that I was drunk. Literally, I'd had a tiny mouthful. But it would affect me more than most. And I was feeling queasy with it. So I thought, ultra careful driving that night. Ultra careful. Oh, a true confession from Kim. When I first moved here and had no money, I was downtown and got a bagel with cream cheese at a shop, dropped it on the sidewalk, then picked up and ate it. That it doesn't count if it's only been on the floor. Is it less than 5 seconds? Is there a 5 second rule? I'd never heard of a 5 second rule, you know. Paul has. I'd never heard of that until Nina mentioned it to me.
Yeah.
And it was in relation to the fact we were at a Catenian do and Chidge was meandering around. Do you know when it was? I can even tell you which do it was. It was the Christmas thing at the parish centre. So it couldn't have been last year. I think it was the year before. That would be in Stuart's year. And we'd had the provincial mass and then we went into the parish centre for tea, coffee and mince pies. So he's wandering around. He loves mince pies. But he's usually incredibly careful because he's had a heart attack. So it's as though when the mince pies are at the provincial mass service at the end, they don't count. So he wanders round just grabbing a mince pie and then grabbing another mince pie. And Nina said, how many mince pies has he had? So I said, a fair few. I said, leave him be while he's happy. So the next minute he picks up another mince pie and it breaks in half and half lands on the floor. And she said, he isn't. He isn't. And I went, he is. He bent down and picked it up and ate it. And she went, I'm so ashamed. And the guys with us were like, no, Nina, 5 second rule. Nowhere near 5 seconds. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, and now I sanitise my house every day due to COVID. How times have changed. Do you know, we're all like that. I can't ever now think about going out and sitting at a table. The ones in the parish centre are like wood and they do get cleaned. But, you know, we're talking like we've said, a dirty rag wafted over it every now and then. And the other place we go is Bramley Farm, the place with the cakes. And they also have like oldie worldy wooden tables that just get wiped over. But I wouldn't say sanitised. I mean, basically, they're just getting like any food off the table before you sit down. And now I'm thinking, would I ever settle like that? I'd be taking my own stuff and cleaning it. I mean, I guess if we get back to the fact, you know, everybody has the vaccine and it all dies down, I wonder how long it'll take you. Because I've started thinking it's not just COVID either. But it's things like when you get a bit of a snuffle or a bit of a cold. And that can happen like 4 times a year. And it's annoying. It's particularly dangerous for Mike and I because you can't work. If you've got a cold and your voice sounds different, then I can't record stuff. You need a consistency over time. So I'm thinking, I actually now I've been like, you know, no colds, no coughs, no sniffles. I actually like that and I would rather not get any. So I don't think we've been diligent enough with our cleaning. Not particularly in our houses. I think in our houses we are. I think it's when you go out because they're making such a song and dance about it, about, you know, how carefully they're cleaning it, that you think, well, what were you doing before? It shouldn't actually really change anything. I mean, you might do like a bleach deep clean more often, but technically speaking, something's either clean or it's not. And it does make me wonder what they were doing before. Because sometimes you go in there, don't you? And there's food on the floor and all sorts. Mm. You just don't bother. You're not bothered about it. But now I think I would be. I think I would be very, very careful now. Oh, dear. One that gets me is the door handles, Kim. Because we have, like, porch doors that open inwards, when somebody delivers something, they have to put their hand on the thing, push it down, open the door, put the item in, and then close the door. So there's barely any paint left on those doors now. We've cleaned them that often, isn't there?
Yeah.
We were in need that they were white handles, and the white was coming from some kind of plasticized paint on it. And when it gets really, really cold, it cracks and it starts to come off in tiny pieces. So we were already thinking we could do with a new door handle. Now I'm thinking one with barbed wire on it would be a good idea. No, don't touch my door handle. Look from a distance and throw it in. I'll have to find that out. Paul thinks a few things will change behaviour-wise after all this. I hope so. What I thought at the beginning was, and people were actually putting things out like this, that, you know, maybe it's time that we give the earth a break. And I thought, if that comes out of it, it will be worth it. You know, if people were more mindful of making 3 trips when one would do, it would, taken in total, have an impact. So if we just took notice of take a good positive message from it and changed our behaviour in the future, it would have not exactly been worth it. But do you know what I mean? But over time, all the thing of like, we're all in this together has just gone. And now people are arguing over which tiers they're in. I can understand as a matter of principle, you'd rather be in a tier one than a tier three. I get that. But actually, does it really matter? Because the number of things you can do changes, I'll grant you that. But would you rather have COVID? You know, we've heard from Simon. The answer, oh, hello, Simon. Just talking about you. You know, would you literally rather have COVID than stay home in a tier three? And anybody who's had it will tell you, no, you don't want COVID. So these people arguing the toss of, well, I think we should be in a tier 2.5. What difference does it make? You can go and have your hair cut. I don't understand that logic. I really don't. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you guys feeling? Tell me you are feeling much, much better. We wish you all very, very good health. Do you know, Kim, we're not far off that, are we? We're building a slide through the door to accept packages. Well, when we moved in, the door we had was plain glass and it opened outwards, and Mum loathed it. So she designed what she wanted and she got a carpenter in to make it. And it looked great. The only thing with it was she had so because there were two doors, there needed to be, there was less space to put a letterbox. So the guy found one that would fit and he put this letterbox on it. And it was fine if what was coming through the door was a credit card bill. But if it was anything bigger than that, it wasn't big enough. The letterbox just was not big enough. There's no way you'd have got something through it that was A4. No way. So what the postman used to do, we had an idiot for a postman, he would fold the post in half and shove it through, which was fine if it was a credit card bill. But if it was, you know, tell me what you would do with this. If it was an A4 envelope, board backed, with a big red sign across the front that says, please do not bend, would you fold it in four and fold and post it through the door? Probably not. He did. And it had one of my certificates in it. He got torn a new one. We had him for about 15 years. The man was an idiot. So we used to leave the door open on the chain and tell him to pop it inside. He couldn't grasp it. But it turned out, as he came up to retirement, thank the Lord. In fact, I think in the end, I'm not sure if he didn't die in saddle, as it were. He actually died. And they, after he'd gone, people would then tell you things that they wouldn't tell you once it, when he was alive. In the bag, the Royal Mail bag he had on the front of his bike, he had a bottle in it of alcohol. He was an alcoholic. So no wonder he didn't know what day of the week it was. And he was posting stuff through the wrong houses, you name it. But it turned out later he was actually an alcoholic and was drinking while he was delivering stuff at like 9 in the morning. Takes some need for alcohol to start at 9 in the morning. You waited till you brought the dog back, didn't you?
True.
Which is quite late, a late start. If the level you're in is the correct one, people shouldn't complain. I totally agree, Paul, but I think it's just, it's either people are complaining or the papers are bigging it up. But the type of people that they are reporting as complaining are your kind of, how to categorise this? The Blue Rinse Brigade in Kent, who are in a tiny village. And, you know, we've only had one thing of COVID and that was an interloper. We don't need to be in a level three. But what they're forgetting is the level three is not just about how many COVID cases there are in your vicinity. You could have a place where the COVID rate is, you know, 200 per 100,000. And you could have another place where it's like one per 100,000 and they're both in a tier three. Why? Well, the first one's got 58 hospitals and the second one has one general hospital and two doctors. So you're in a level three. So the cases don't rise, not to the level that they're rising to in the other location, but to a level that it's overwhelming the local services. They've not thought of that. They're just arguing the toss that, you know, well, Liverpool should be in a level three and they shouldn't be in a level two. They should be in that. Who are they to decide that? But that's what's happened. Oh, Mrs. Simon's got constant exhaustion. I think you need to be looked after by Simon. I do hope that improves itself. Get rest. Get lots and lots of rest. I have a special building to pick up the mail. They only deliver UPS to the house. Oh, that's not a bad idea. Do you know who used to do that? Make me smile with it. Carrie. When Carrie went to Greece, the mail is basically at the local petrol station. So when a TV arrived, they dropped it off at the local petrol station and she had to then go and pick it up. And that's normal there. That's totally normal. Oh, we have Simon Jr. in. Hello, Simon Jr. Good Good news if all is good in the Simon household. Excellent. Excellent.
There's a story here.
Mm-hmm.
Coronation Street, which for those not in the UK is a big soap opera here. They're coming up to the 60th anniversary and they've had to cut back on the storylines that they're going to do because the crew that they needed to make the sets and things, they couldn't accommodate them in the construction area because of social distancing. And it goes on to say...
I hate to break it to you at this point, but the spreadsheet's blank. He needs to know that the spreadsheet is blank.
That's because I've put the stuff in the template sheet. I'll shift it in a minute.
I can't get the stuff. So go on.
It says, about a year ago, we were talking about what we do for our 60th anniversary. Two of our writers pitched a storyline for a global pandemic. And it was rejected because they thought it was too far-fetched.
Somebody had the second sight. Oh, brilliant, brilliant. We had, was it 500 deaths today and another 18,000 cases? But that is nationwide. That's everything. But it's still not great. I mean, they're saying, you know, the R rate's going down and this is going down, that's going down. Not fast enough, it's not. And then everything goes at Christmas. You can do what you like for 5 days. So I'll see you in March when it's all calmed down. No, I mean, we're actually looking round and thinking like, you know, this is utterly ridiculous. But I don't know whether people will meet up or not. I mean, so I think some people will. I think some people are ludicrous enough that they will.
Oh, we have. We're nearly...
Nearly at what?
Nearly need to go.
Nearly need to go?
Nearly need to go.
Right, okay then. So, thank you for being with us.
It's all right, we've got 2 minutes.
It's all right, we'll do it now and then worry about the rest later. I've just keyed up all those songs, so that's good. 2020 feels like bad sci-fi. Oh, yes, there was a thing. Are you in the Slack group? I'll try and get this image. I think it was Deb put it in the Slack group. Absolutely classic. Let's put it up there. Let's get it from Slack and put it up there so I can share the link. Go on. Hurry up, because we've got to do an out on here. No, I don't want to send it there. Just send it where I want to send it. That would be good. Right, we've got 1 minute till 8 o'clock, Mike. Right, have a look at that.
1 minute, 23 seconds left.
So we're 23 seconds off. Excellent. Have a look at that. Made me giggle. No problem at all, Tracy. Have a lovely time with baby Tracy. That sounds like Bobby Tracy, doesn't it? Right. For the moment, going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.